Good morning, everyone. Right, the Christmas Day reading is Luke 2, chapters 8 to 14, and it's page 1027 in the Pew Bibles. That's page 1027. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Marian. Wonderful. Okay, now, I wonder, who can tell me what these are? Who can tell me what these are? Elijah knows. Any of the children at the back, what are these? They are crackers, or as you said, quackers. These are quackers. And what do you do with a quacker?
You pull it.
Thank you. Oh, cream crackers. Cream crackers. Very, very good. Very good. Now, who can tell me? Usually in crackers, there are three things. I wonder if you can guess what those three things are. You've been opening them for years. Pamela, your hand went up very quickly. What are the three things you usually have in crackers?
A hat, a joke, and a little
gift. A hat, a joke, and a little gift. It's not just an ordinary hat, though. What sort of hat is it? It's a crown, isn't it? So it is a hat, but it's got those little spikes to remind us of the crown. So I want to have three people to come and do a one, two, three, link arms and pull a crack. Who wants to do that? Who wants to come? Thank you, Marianne and Elijah. Okay, so we are the three cracker pullers. Now, you've got to hold your cracker, first of all. And then you've got to hold it in that hand there.
Is it okay if I knight you first?
Hang on, you put it in that hand there. And then you cross over your hand with... Hang on.
Wait.
There you go.
First, congratulations, you've been knighted.
Here we go. Right, now, you've got to...
That's it
now, there we are. That took a while to get to, that, didn't it? You need a church warden to sort your vicar out. So we go one, two, three, and pull. You've got to grip really hard to make it bank. One, two, three. Hey, now.
That was really satisfying.
You got the poor thing. Okay, now.
Do I get to keep it?
You do get to. You can go and sit down, and you've got to find... the different parts of it, okay? Yes, here we go. Here we go. I've got some bits. Okay. Not sure what that is, but here we go. Okay, so... three parts of the Christmas cracker. You've got your crown. You've got a gift. So I'm not quite sure what that is, but it's a bookmark. That's probably it. Whoever said that inspired. What a great little gift there. A bookmark and the joke. We're going to think about them one at a time. Okay, so firstly, the joke. Where does snowman go to dance? A snowball. Have you got a joke in yours?
What does Rudolph want for Christmas? A sleigh station 3.
A sleigh station 3, PlayStation, sleigh station, very good. Marianne?
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
A red
puddle.
Frostbite. Very good. And my joke of the season is this one. Why is Christmas like any other day in the office? Because you do all the hard work and a fat guy in the suit gets all the credit. There you go. So, a joke brings laughter, a joke brings joy and merriment. And at the heart of Christmas is joy. It's joy. Joy in the gift that God has given to us. We heard from Marion in our reading, the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." The gift of God at Christmas was given to give us great joy. In fact, the word is literally mega joy. It's incredible joy, joy that will last and never be taken away, because it's about a relationship with God that will last into eternity. The joke reminds us of the joy at the heart of Christmas. But secondly, in the cracker we had a gift. Now, so I've got this little Santa bookmark. And what else did you get? What did you get, Marianne?
I got a pencil and some Sudokus today. I think
That's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good.
Two lots of Sudokus.
Two Sudokus. I'm going to be going all afternoon.
Easy and hard.
Easy and hard. And what did you get, Elijah? No, you've got to turn around and stand and show Santa's legs. Look, he's going to get chilly. Look at that.
So why can't I see his arms?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there you are. They're the gifts. You get a gift in Cracker. Sometimes they're fun gifts, sometimes they're useful. I think one year I had a little shoehorn, which actually wasn't bad. It was pretty good. And you get all sorts of gifts, don't you, in Christmas crackers. But gifts are there to remind us, again, of the gift at the heart of Christmas. The angel said, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." God didn't give us a material gift. God gave us a person at Christmas. He gave us his own son, born as a baby, born to be our leader, as we're going to hear in a minute, and our king. At the heart of Christmas is a person. And we are given a person because God wants us to know him, to be in relationship with Jesus Christ, the one who can give us the deepest joy that we could ever experience in life. So the cracker reminds us that Christmas is about joy. That's what the joke is about. It reminds us that Christmas is about a gift, the gift of the person of Jesus Christ. And finally, the crown reminds us of the person of Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got a bit of beef on hair this morning, and it's actually that's not a bad fit, to be fair. That's not a bad fit. Sometimes I sort of split them. We have a bit of a game in our family where we try and wear the hat. Who can wear the hat for the longest time? You know, and yeah. I'm starting now. I'm getting a head start this morning. So yeah, so the crown reminds us of who Jesus is. Because the angel said, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord." See, the one born at Christmas is a king. But he's not just a king who rules, he's a king who saves. And Jesus did that not by wearing a crown, an earthly crown, but he did it by wearing a crown of thorns. Because Jesus grew into the man who went to the cross. And this was the only earthly crown he wore as he suffered on the cross. The soldiers put this on him, mocking him as king. But actually, this reminds us that his suffering was actually God's incredible plan, God's means by which we could be forgiven, as Jesus died to take the punishment for our sins, so we can have life with God forevermore. Joy that can never be taken away for those who trust in him. So today, as you have your Christmas dinner and you pull your crackers, remember those three parts. The joke, as it makes you smile and brings you joy, it's just a little taster of the wonderful joy that there is in knowing God's gift of Jesus, the one who came to be our King and our Saviour. Amen.